Good morning, Ian. How are you?
What's going on? How are you guys doing?
We were actually trying to reach out to Ian earlier in the week, but he was part of the exodus out of Miami. It was hard to reach out to him on that particular day. You reported over the weekend that the Patriots apparently are willing to make a substantial contract offer to Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. The question I would have asked you earlier and that jumps out at me is Robert Kraft willing or is Bill Belichick willing?
I'm not sure. Explain the premise of the question.
The premise is that I could see where Robert Kraft would say, we got to get this guy signed. Give him $30 million. And Bill Belichick, who's more in tune with the football operation, says, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the owner makes decisions like this, right? So from my understanding, the Patriots ownership, who writes the checks, is willing to pay Brady more than $30 million. There's obviously a lot more to it than that. But my issue or my sort of report was basically that the Patriots want Tom Brady. They're willing to kind of go where they have not gone before to keep him. And I think Tom Curran had a similar report saying the Patriots would extend themselves, which I believe is true also. So to me, this is not a situation where they're going to go, all right, we've mostly paid you is $22.5 million or whatever it is. We're sticking to that. This is something where they want Tom Brady to return. They think they can get him back, and they're willing to go where they have not gone to do it. I don't believe, and I don't know, maybe something's been reported locally on this, but I don't believe that Belichick and Kraft are on different pages as far as what they'd be willing to pay Tom Brady. I have not heard that. It would be surprised to me if that was true. I also know that, you know, look, we've seen Brady deal with his contract situation in the past. He's never demanded top dollar. He's always wanted to make whatever money he makes, but make sure that they have weapons. It seems to me like making sure the team is better is as important, if not more important, to Brady than maximizing every dollar. So that's sort of the all-encompassing thing that we talked about during the Super Bowl.
The logical question for me is, if they weren't willing, reportedly, to give him two years and $50 million a year ago, why would they now be willing to give him 2 years and $60 million now?
I'm not sure they weren't willing to give him 2 years, $50 million a year ago. I mean, to me, like, I know they didn't get a deal done that extended him, but my guess is if the Patriots had offered Brady two more years, my guess is the Patriots would have paid Brady $50 million over 2 years a year ago. Like, I think, you know, that probably is a deal that would have made a lot of sense for them at the time. It's also a year later. You've seen him, what his performance was, which was pretty good, probably not the Brady we've seen over the last, you know, 18 or so years, but certainly good enough. I think for Brady, it was important to be a free agent, to have his options, to look around, to see his market, to see what's out there, to make sure the Patriots really wanted him, all of those things. So I don't know that the Patriots wouldn't have given him two for 50 a year ago. That actually, for them, probably would have made a lot of sense because you could have just locked him in and then that would have been his last contract. I'm just not sure for Brady, who sounds like he wanted to at least look at his options for the first time in his life. I'm not sure Brady would have taken that.
And so obviously Brady wants, you know, whether it's a receiver and a tight end or two receivers or whatever it is, he wants more help on the offense. How difficult is that going to be for the Patriots to prove to him that they're going to do that if they're going to sign him before he gets to free agency and sort of avoid some of all that dead cap space that's there? Is he just going to have to take their word on it?
I'm not sure they're going to be able to sign him before free agency. Like, to me, you know, the way it works now is there are almost no deals done before free agency. I mean, my guess is out of like 150 possible deals or whatever, there might be five before free agency. You know, where a team goes, look, we pay you this in free agency. We're going to give it to you now. Let's just, you know, come to, like, I think, you know, I think some teams will do that. I have an extremely hard time imagining the Tom Brady, who made sure to include a no franchise, no transition tag provision in his contract, who made sure he was going to get to be a free agent for the first time in his career, takes a deal 2 days before free agency. Like, why would he do that? Right? He would have just, reached a long-term deal before.
Right, but I would think the team is probably motivated to get something done just because of the the dead cap money, right? Like the extra $13 million that might go on the books, or they can spread that out over a couple of years if they're able to get something done sooner. I know what you're saying about Brady. You've made it this far, you'd want to keep going, but the Patriots have some incentive to really give him a serious offer before they get there, so they have a little bit more money to spend for other players.
They do. I'm sure they would like to get it done. I'm sure they would like to get it done today. I mean, unless they really go to a place where none of us foresee, I just have a hard time imagining a deal gets done before free agency. I mean, it's possible. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen crazy things happen. I just, in my mind, when I think about how I envision this playing out, a deal before free agency, the only way it happens is if the Patriots overpay. Which, you know, you get to a certain point, then it's worth it for Brady to not see free agency, right? But I just, knowing how negotiations go, I just have a hard time seeing that happen.
We're talking with Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. Going off your report and what Tom Curran told us yesterday, similarly, that the Patriots want Tom Brady back at quarterback, what's plan B if that doesn't work?
Well, I think they have a couple plan Bs. You know, Mike Garofolo, my colleague, mentioned potentially trading for a quarterback. That was interesting to me. I tried to needle him and figure out which quarterback he was talking about. But, you know, there are going to be quarterbacks that are potentially available. I mean, Nick Foles is a quarterback making all that money who might be a backup to Gardner Minshew. That would be a name that would make sense. Andy Dalton is another quarterback who could potentially be traded. You know, as they get set to take Joe Burrow and have a backup they like, that would be another quarterback available. Cam Newton would also be available. That probably wouldn't make a lot of sense. But there are going to be some quarterbacks that, you know, could be traded for the Patriots may look at. I have not yet heard anyone say if Brady leaves, it's going to be Jared Stidham. Maybe in the future it will be. That just, as option B, that's something that has not yet crossed my desk yet. So trading for a quarterback probably would make more sense, and I would imagine drafting a quarterback pretty highly would as well.
Speaking of trades, if they're able to keep Brady, or I guess one way to entice Brady to stay would be by acquiring a big-time wide receiver. I think the free agent market, yeah, you have Amari Cooper, but you know maybe he stays with Dallas. Some of the other names maybe aren't even enough to keep Brady. So it might have
Sammy
to be the
Sammy Watkins you probably will have would be my guess.
Okay. Any of the guys like an Odell Beckham or a Stephon Diggs, could those guys or somebody else be on the move this offseason?
I'll have to check the Twitter account of Stephon Diggs' brother. Didn't he do a Photoshop last year of Diggs in a Patriots uniform?
I think so. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, those things are the things that literally drive me up a wall because, of course, you have to check on everything. You guys know. You have to check on everything. And I'm like, really, Stephon Diggs' brother? Come on. I mean, those are the names that people wonder about. I don't believe that the Browns want to trade Odell Beckham. It feels like they need to win. I mean, it's been a while since they've really won, let's be real, but feels like this new coaching staff wants to win rather than build their bill for the future. My view, Odell is staying in Cleveland. Diggs, I know they wanted to keep last year. He is an incredibly productive player. The contract is extremely tradable. I have not heard that they want to trade him, but I would imagine there are plenty of teams who would want to trade for him. You know, last year, the Vikings did not entertain it one bit. This offseason, I'm still waiting to find out how they want to approach it, but obviously when you look at names that, you know, could be available, but are coveted, Diggs would be right there in it.
The appearance of Bill Belichick at Gronk's beach party on Saturday got tongues wagging. Are you hearing anything?
Just because of his shirt?
Yeah, that too.
Yes.
Are you hearing anything from anyone which would indicate that Gronkowski is thinking about coming back?
No. I mean, it feels to me like he's pretty happy. Also, his life is awesome, so that makes sense. It's theoretically possible. He still looks like he's in good shape. I know that because he took his shirt off and did a whole dancing on stage thing. Mm-hmm. I just haven't heard from anyone close to him that he even wants to come back. What was interesting to me about the appearance, besides Belichick's shirt, was that relationship is obviously good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you never can tell what a coach thinks when a player retires. I mean, I'm sure that when Gronk retired, Belichick was like, oh, man. But obviously the relationship's good enough where Belichick made time in his Super Bowl week schedule to show up at his party and hang out on the beach, or I don't know if it was an actual beach, but that to me was kind of noteworthy a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I think so too. Antonio Brown is going on a bit of an apology tour right now.
I noticed that.
What kind of chances do you think he has of playing somewhere in 2020?
We have to find out what his suspension is going to be first. Also I think it's worth mentioning that the league has kind of gone forward with saying Antonio Brown needs help and we're willing to offer it. So before I know where he's playing, I would like to know if he's going to accept the help. The league and Roger Goodell did not say that Antonio Brown accepting psychological help was sort of would affect his suspension, but I would imagine it on some level it would. Like if he were to come in and go, look, I'm messed up, I need help, let's help me fix this. Like they've offered counselors, he has not accepted it. I would imagine his stay on the suspended list would be shortened by him doing some self-help. We'll see if he actually does that. If not, then you're looking at probably a suspension, and then I don't know when he's actually going to sign. I mean, would somebody sign him mid-season next year in week 8 after a suspension? I guess it's possible, but it's such a wild card. And what's crazy is, like, when he did his workout with the Saints, I heard it was amazing. Like, just as good as you could imagine, but as far as the person goes, you just don't know what you're going to get.
What happens first, Tom Brady signs or Mookie Betts gets traded?
I don't understand. Maybe, and I'm like, you know, I'm somewhat of a baseball fan. I'm a big Mets fan, right? And I obviously follow the Red Sox fairly closely, considering I lived there for 3 years. So he's going to have to explain to me the wisdom of trading away your best young homegrown player who has no issues, the only thing bad about him is he's going to want a lot of money. Aren't those the guys you build around? Maybe I'm sure there's something I'm missing, but aren't those the guys you build around?
Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out. Although when you sign a bunch of other guys to really bad contracts, I guess that catches up to you eventually.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I definitely get it. But they're rich.
Right.
Whatever they spend in Mookie Betts' salary, can't they make up for in like Mookie Betts' jerseys?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know who this like pseudo reliever they traded for or trying to trade for is, pending medicals or whatever the hell is going on.
Right.
But like, I would imagine that more people are going to buy Mookie Betts jerseys than that guy.
Correct.
You mean you don't think the Brewstar Gratterall jerseys are going to fly off the shelves?
I mean, I will say this, like, I come from a family, well, half Mets fans. My mom has a Benitez jersey she still wears, but I can't imagine there's a lot of those.
No.
You know?
No.
She might have the one.
That's a keepsake.